Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about why the market has gone down again. We'll talk about Nvidia's revenues of the year, and we'll talk about the partnership between Huawei and BTC.com. So let's jump right into the most important part of the day. Bitcoin price is down. We can actually take a look quickly at CoinMarketCap. Today's Saturday, close to noon. And Bitcoin is at 8,200 and Ethereum has dropped down as well. So all the numbers are looking really, really bad again. And the question is, of course, why? And honestly, it's a very similar reason to what we've had in the past couple of weeks. You remember January, February is when the Bitcoin price really dropped. And then just later came out that actually Mt. Gox's trustee has Nobuaki Kobayashi is actually started to sell off bitcoins that he has kind of, he's in charge of. It's not his bitcoins, but he is kind of in charge of making sure that the people who have lost money in the Mt. Gox hack are actually being paid back. So it says here, numerous reports have attributed the market decline to a major sell-off of Mt. Gox coins. Four wallets reportedly belong to Nobuaki Kobayashi, a trustee of the now-defunct exchange, have dumped around 8,200 bitcoins worth more than 7 million on the cryptocurrency market. And this is always like a really bad sign for the people in the market, because as soon as you see people moving that much money, you are kind of seeing and feeling the fear. So the big kind of criticism of this action is more, why hasn't he used over-the-counter methods to move that kind of money? And to be honest, nobody really knows. It could be that he was kind of the judge or any kind of trial required him to do it via normal exchange. It could be that over-the-counter wasn't allowed due to any kind of reason, could be anything. But normal cases, over-the-counter would be the way to go, to be honest, in such a case, because that wouldn't move the price too much. And it's a bit annoying because we were so close to 10k and then we would have gone up again, but now we've lost 1,500. That being said, I don't believe this is a huge bad news thing. I think currently the positive news are overshining the bad news, so don't get kind of too nervous about these things. Another thing is here, meantime, one of the other reasons that have possibly influenced the market is a recent police raid on Upbit, the leading cryptocurrency exchange in South Korea. The company is now under investigation as it's suspected for selling cryptocurrency that it didn't own. Now, this is, of course, one other story. I mean, the whole Tether story is still going on. It could very well be that the Tether implosion could also cause some trouble in terms of finance and price. But for now, let's see how this develops. I hope that the sell-off is kind of soon-ish done, and then we can go back to normal and regular business. Next up, excuse me, we have Nvidia made $289 million from cryptocurrency mining in Q1. As you know, now is actually where a lot of companies are kind of reporting on the quarterly earnings and how much money they have made. And we can see here for the podcast listeners here, we are currently in the article, and there it says the world's largest GPU manufacturer posted their earnings call for the first quarter and reported revenue of $3.21 billion, which was more than estimates of $2.8 billion. According to the report, the company made $289 million, 9% of their total revenue, which is actually a lot if you think about it, from sales to cryptocurrency miners. Now, as you know, Nvidia is mainly a GPU manufacturer. They are also, for example, kind of supplying, be it self-driving efforts, for example, as well, be it in neural nets and AI. All of these elements and industries are also using some Nvidia chips in order to calculate certain things. It is really interesting saying comparing actually Bitmain to Nvidia. And it says here, in fact, Bitmain reported more revenue last year than Nvidia, whose product line also includes components for cloud computing and AI. Nvidia reported $3 billion in operating profit for the year, while Bitmain made nearly $4 billion selling ASIC miners. So it's really interesting to see how kind of Nvidia gets into the area of mining as well without actually wanting it to do. Official statements from Nvidia always say that they don't want to sell to miners because that will increase the price and will kind of cause a certain shortage. That's of course the official response. Inofficially, this is very good money. I mean, not 9% of the total revenue is no joke, nothing to laugh at. So it's a lot. So yeah, here the statement from Jensen Huang, CEO of Nvidia. The reason why they bought GPU cards is for gaming, but while they are not gaming, while they're at school, at work, or in bed, they will turn it on, do a little mining. There's nothing wrong with that. So it, you see kind of the opinion changing as well. Obviously, the official one is saying more, no, we don't want that. And the unofficial one is also kind of, well, why not? I mean, money is money, right? So that's for sure interesting. I continue hoping that there will be more ASIC miner companies, there will be more GPU companies. I would hope that Nvidia kind of spins off this miner industry, if you will, within the company and kind of does some innovation there as well. That would be really, really interesting. But considering that proof of work, proof of stake, this is always kind of a discussion. We'll see how this will develop in the next coming years. Next up, we have Huawei. Huawei to offer first crypto wallet app on latest smartphones. So Chinese telecommunications firm and smartphone maker Huawei is partnering with BTC.com to roll out a mobile cryptocurrency app for the tech giant's newly launched app store. So Huawei has kind of their own app store. I think they call it App Gallery. And what the interesting part here is that BTC.com is kind of, it is owned by Bitmain, so the main ASIC manufacturer, and it is also kind of pushing, not kind of, but pushing a lot Bitcoin Cash. So as you know, Bitcoin Cash is kind of Jihan Wu, I think is his name, and Roger Ware are behind Bitcoin Cash. They are kind of split off from the Bitcoin core team in due to, be it for philosophical reason, ideological reason, but mostly practical reasons as well, because they think Bitcoin Cash is used more or more efficiently in some way. So they have kind of, because they've had very large influence through Bitmain in Asia, because Roger Ware has been working from there for a while, I think from Japan, if I'm not mistaken. And he is also the owner of BTC.com. So there is a lot of kind of push for Bitcoin Cash going on. This is just another element. Just think about the amount of volume of mobile phones that Huawei is selling. And if this App Gallery thing is actually getting pushed by the manufacturer, it means that a lot of people will potentially see this BTC.com application, will create a wallet, and that wallet would technically be either Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. But considering that they're kind of trying to push Bitcoin Cash, this is a huge deal. And as an investor, you kind of have to think about these moves and think as well whether Bitcoin Cash might as be a good hedge for you. So obviously some people are kind of against Bitcoin Cash, be it because of Roger or of the philosophical reasons. I don't think as an investor you should get into the drama of these things and should think more of, okay, what does this strategically mean for my portfolio? Will Bitcoin Cash get enough push because it's accepted with certain retailers and merchants? So this is just another step in their kind of piece of puzzle that they're kind of getting together. I mean, it could very well be that Bitcoin Cash is actually more successful in the future. So you have to kind of think of this as a hedge. But with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's short episode. Like I said, starting tomorrow, I think we should be back to our regular schedule. So make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel as well. I will update you guys on there as well. And I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye.